A new film about the healthcare coverage gap in Utah is screening at the University of Utah College of Law on Tuesday night. It's called Donut Hole. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports.
Filmmaker Spencer Merrick is a second-year medical student at the University of Utah. On his rotations in charity care clinics, he says he's seen a lot of people who are going without screenings or treatment until their conditions become serious or sometimes deadly.
It's unfortunate to see that people are making health decisions based on whether or not they can afford it, which is no way to manage your health care.
Merrick decided to make a film that explores the experiences of Utah adults who can't afford health insurance and don't qualify for Medicaid. It's estimated there are about 65,000 people who fall in this category. One of the people featured is Carol Frisbee, who's diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer. She had coverage through the state's primary care network that covers basic services and some prescriptions, but not a colonoscopy, recommended for her years earlier. When the disease gets worse, Frisbee qualifies for disability Medicaid, but it's too late for prevention at that point. The camera follows her to a doctor's appointment where she receives bad news.
The disease has progressed. I mean, we can tell that and how you're feeling, I think, gives us a clue. But
shortly after that appointment, it becomes clear that Frisbee is dying.
Ow! I'm out of time. I'll go!
Frisbee died in July this year. Merrick says he hopes the film puts a face on the coverage gap.
This isn't just a financial decision. This isn't just some detached ideological argument about Obamacare or national debt. This is something real, and this is something that we can fix.
A group of six Republican lawmakers have said they have a conceptual plan to provide coverage for those most in need while respecting state taxpayers. But they've not revealed the details. Utah Governor Gary Herbert says he's hopeful there will be a special legislative session this year to decide on a plan that closes the coverage gap. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.